Welcome back to Patriots Preview, presented by your New England Honda dealers. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper. That was the voice of Ian Rappaport on NFL Network this morning. We're now joined from Patriots Football Weekly, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart with us, and they're brought to you by Franklin Pierce University. In New England, we're used to winning, and with a degree from Franklin Pierce University, you can win your dream job. Visit franklinpierce.edu. Rap Sheet says there's going to be a meeting this week. I'm sorry, Andy. I think you usually call him Crap Sheet. But Crap Sheet says there's going to be a meeting this week in Foxborough between the Holy Football Trinity that's there.
How about him breaking news? Robert Kraft will be back in 2018.
The owner is not going to sell the team. That's a positive. But he says Brady's going to be back. I don't think anyone was questioning if Brady was going to be back. But he says...
Well, did you watch ESPN
and
watch
ESPN
Twitter? Diana Rossini, who works for ESPN, and when you speak as a reporter, you seem to represent the outlet. Correct?
Okay, yeah. I guess
an intimation this morning that those
two... Do you hear that? That's the backing up sound. Yeah, yeah. Backtracking from that
really
one.
Retracted it,
she worded it poorly.
Yeah, but Brady's not going to another
Brady's
team.
Not going, yeah.
Brady's not going anywhere, in my opinion.
I don't think so either.
The only way he could tarnish his legacy in New England would be if he left them this year, because I think a lot of fans... I already had people interacting on Twitter. They would look poorly upon Tom Brady if there was a trade of Jimmy Garoppolo, whether he forced it or not.
Yes.
If he allowed that to happen and then immediately walks away and you're left with Brian Hoyer as the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots, fans would be pissed.
So this is really about one guy. It was about Bill.
Correct. Right.
Does Bill come back?
We sort of differ on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Andy go first because he has the hotter take.
I think there's a lot of circumstantial evidence. It would not surprise me if Bill were not back next year.
I don't think it's completely out of the question.
I don't either. I don't know that
I think it's unlikely, very unlikely.
It's grown more likely for me as the season and the playoffs and the Super Bowl have progressed. And it's a lot of circumstantial stuff. The biggest issue is, does he want to completely rebuild his coaching staff 13 years later like he did once? But he's no longer 53, he's 66. And it could be a bigger deal. It may not be just Patricia McDaniels.
Yeah.
We've already had the reports of Judge. I don't know if there's validity to those, but I think there's a chance Dante Scarnecchia retires. I think there's a chance Ivan Fears could retire. I wouldn't be stunned if one of his sons went elsewhere to sort of take that next step in their careers to branch out from their father.
Yeah, wouldn't it make sense to Steve Belichick to go with Matt Patricia?
All of a sudden, six or seven guys you're replacing?
Under his belt.
Do you really want to do that? And then... more of a cynical media type story. If you're Bill Belichick and you walk away now and Tom Brady's 41, we know he's going to start struggling at some point or get a little worse. Now you walk away and say, oh, I'm just saying he's not looking quite as good as he looked when I was there. For those people that believe there's some ego battle of who's more important. And the black hat. That's the big one.
Yeah.
Black hat
that
of
one.
Death. Right? I don't know. That's what somebody described to me.
As I said, I'd let him go first because he had the hotter take.
Right.
The black hat.
I understand all the stuff, and Andy and I have gone back and forth
even
on our
the black
shows
hat,
on the Not Done Network the whole week. I would put it as a very, very minute percent. I mean, I think Brady is virtually 0%. Bill, if you want to call it, one or two, okay. Because you never can rule out anything when it comes to Bill Belichick. And we wouldn't know. You know how he's operated. We wouldn't know for sure. So at some point when he's done coaching, it's going to be a surprise because he doesn't let you in the inside circle. So I just look at it. I think he still enjoys doing what he's doing. I think that the kind of stuff that we're talking about with the rift, the so-called rift, I think there's some validity to it. But I don't think that's something that you sort of break up this relationship over.
Well, we chuckled.
That big.
We chuckled about Robert Kraft is coming back, according to that report. But is there possibly a change in the dynamic of team ownership?
Well, I think that change has been happening for a while. Certainly Jonathan has taken over.
Does it accelerate maybe this offseason?
I would wonder, if Bill left, would that be a natural break for Robert to say, okay, I handled it under the Bill era. Jonathan, you pick the successor. You figure out the structure. Because you have the question of how does the organization go forward if Bill were to leave? Do you hire another big-name, all-powerful type guy? You promote from within, and Nick Caserio maybe is now the highest-ranking officer. I think there are some questions out how that would unfold, and I do think there would probably be a heavy Jonathan slant to however the organization looks moving forward.
Well, what's interesting to me is Jonathan Kraft speaking this week in multiple interviews saying that Tom Brady has earned the right basically to decide when he no longer will be the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Right.
And that's just not the way Bill operates. And
correct.
Does that factor into it? So, my opinion on this is that I think Bill's going to come back. But if he hears some stuff he doesn't like in this end of the year meeting, that maybe he says forget it, particularly if they win. I don't think his mind is made up that he's going to retire after this game, win or lose.
Right.
Right.
You know, and I think he's leaning towards coming back. But if they have this hash it out meeting and he doesn't like what he hears and he feels like he's being undermined and he's going to have a 45-year-old Tom Brady on his roster and he can't draft any sort of successors or anybody that bothers Tom Brady, then he might say, yeah, forget it, especially if they win. So I think this meeting is big. I really do. And as much as people have tried to downplay the Wickersham reporting, he did say that they were going to have, you know, a meeting at the end of the year. And now we're on Super Bowl Sunday, and what are we hearing from Ian Rappaport? There's going to be a meeting at the end of the year.
I think we've had enough evidence that the Wickersham piece had a lot of validity to it. I mean, I think there's been a lot of things.
The owner
said
we got to get guys to keep their egos in check. He said that publicly.
They talked about tension,
and that was one of the, you know, front and center examples I had.
Absolutely. And now the owner has also said we will have to just wait and see. Right? He wouldn't answer the question as to whether they'd be. So
you'll have
that's
to,
not
you,
definitive.
You can find out yourself,
right? That just I think there's a lot of little things that when you look back, you might say, huh, yeah, maybe I should have seen that coming a little bit.
This hour, Patriots pregame is brought to you by AT&T, the wireless choice of Gil Santos and the exclusive wireless partner of the 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network, AT&T, wireless and DirecTV. AT&T, entertainment your way. Okay, guys, how do you see this game going today?
I think it's an interesting matchup, and Andy and I differ on this as well. I think the Patriots are the better team. I think that they have a couple of things with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick that are absolutely huge. And I think that experience can't be overlooked, and I think that's what's ultimately going to decide the game. I think they're going to force a couple of mistakes, maybe from Nick Foles, who's not really been in a lot of big games before. And that's where I see the difference. Andy, I think, is a little bit stronger, that the Patriots are just flat-out superior, and it would take sort of an upset
You win today. I think the Patriots should come out, spread them out. I think they played a much better defense last week. I think they can dump the ball off to Deion Lewis this week, and he'll get 6 or 8 yards, not get tackled at the line of scrimmage because the linebackers are there immediately. I think there's going to be opportunities for Cooks down the field. I don't think these corners are all that good. And even the pass rush in the front that has been such a talking point this week, I think it's a little overrated. I think it's good, not great. I don't see it being elite. Now, if they do the job today, that'll change how history views them as a front with Cox and Graham and Curry and all those guys. I just think the Patriots are the far better football team. If Wentz were out there, that might level it a little bit. I think they should control this game. I think they should score first, play from ahead. The Eagles don't play from behind. They haven't done it all year. And to do it now on the biggest stage with Nick Foles as your quarterback, good luck with that.
Yeah, what's interesting is I had a chance to talk to some NFL players this week, Melvin Gordon, Trey Waynes, and they both felt the Eagles were the more talented team, had the more talented roster, and they were both saying if Wentz were here, I'd be picking the Eagles, but they didn't want to pick against Belichick and
Brady. I would
be
as well. If Wentz was playing, I think that they're right.
All right, guys, appreciate your time as always, and all season long.
Oh, hoodie's on, I was told to let you know.
Yeah. Tell Zolak, stop acting like a kid. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, thank you. For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Coming up next, we'll chat with Ed Werder of Westwood One. He is field level inside U.S. Bank Stadium. We will go to him next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.